When I had a man, my figure was dumpy and fat. So what? Through all of our years, he was so disappointed in that. So what? Now I have what he missed, and my figure is trim, but he lies in a churchyard plot. If it wasn't to be that he ever would see the uncorseted me, so what? For the sun will rise and the moon will set, and you learn how to settle for what you get. It will all go on if we are here or not, so who cares, so what? So who cares, so what?
The musical Cabaret has not one but two doomed love stories. While Sally Bowles and Clifford Bradley are discovering that the rise of the Nazi Party will change forever the Berlin they've come to live in, Fraulein Schneider and Herr Schultz are realizing that the Nazis will change the city and the country they call home. Cabaret is back on Broadway in a revival at Studio 54, and joining me now are Linda Emond, who plays Fraulein Schneider, and Danny Burstein, who plays Herr Schultz. Both were nominated for Tony Awards this year, and I think they should have won one or two. And I'm very pleased to welcome them back to our show today. Hello.
Thanks for having us back.
The play opens with a glimpse of the ongoing battle between Fraulein Schneider and one of the women renting rooms from her, Fraulein Kost, who has been entertaining men in her room. Is that a measure of how Fraulein Schneider's come down in the world?
You betcha. Sam said a great thing to me. Sam Mendes, the director, said a great thing to me one day, which was think of the fact that she really can't go any lower. And so even within the course of the show, you see her, she's already has prostitutes in the house, and then there's a scene later, as you know, in which she's dealing with a prostitute about, well, you can have these people in, but you can't, or then, okay, you can have them, but if I don't catch you, you know, so it's just she's holding on by threads at this point.
Even we also see her haggling over price with Cliff, because she is kind of desperate straits. Danny, does Herr Schultz see how Fraulein Schneider used to be?
I think he never saw her like that, but he sees the beauty in her, and he sees the potential in her to love again, and he sees her as something very, very special.
This play takes place in Berlin in 1929 to 1930. Why does Herr Schultz dismiss the rise of the Nazis and the threat that they pose for German Jews?
Well, there were many different governments rising between the two great wars, and it wasn't uncommon for a new government, a new coup to come along and take over the government. And so with that mindset, something new could happen every day. And so there were socialists and communists, and that was just the norm at the time.
Why do you think that Fraulein Schneider understands the situation better?
Yeah, I don't know if it's a matter of understanding it better.
She definitely sees a threat.
She does see the threat, but that maybe says more about her survival instinct and everything she's been through and her fear and her living more in a place of fear, which I think she does, than Herr Schultz, which says a lot about the choices she's made in her life. And I think which is why she's so moved by Herr Schultz's romance of her, because he is far less, you know, he's far more open as a person. But look, there were obviously many, many people, tragically, who did not see the threat either and who stayed.
And a whole country of people who went along with it.
Yeah.
Is their story meant to be a parallel to the romance between Sally Bowles and Cliff Bradshaw, or a mirror?
Well, I know that Michelle Williams, who plays Sally Bowles and who's a friend of mine, actually a longtime friend, and we've talked a lot about
it. We've worked together in the past.
Yes, we did. About 10 years ago at Williamstown Theater Festival, we did a production of The Cherry Orchard. And so we've been friends since then. And even before we started, we talked a bit about it. But we were surprised, actually, at elements of the women that were where their stories, if they weren't the same, they fed off of each other. As I've said before, when I listen to her songs in the show and where they're placed, they help me backstage to go forward. When she sings Maybe This Time, I'm able, as Fraulein Schneider, to have that feed me a bit, you know.
But also, Sally doesn't understand or want to understand the political situation, kind of like Herr Schultz. Cliff does understand it. So there are, we're seeing mirror images in the two relationships there.
Well, you know, You know, the way I picture him, he was probably a war hero in World War I. And people who owned shops in Germany at the time would display their medals, their war medals, in their picture windows of their stores. They were heroes, and they just couldn't imagine their own country turning their back on them. So it's sort of a mix of good-heartedness and naivete, but, you know, it's something imagining the impossible.
Fräulein Schneider is a complex character, as we learn in the song that we opened with, So What. Did the music from the show help you find that character?
Completely. Absolutely. I was stuck, in fact, early on. It's such a different, you know, she starts with a song, So What, and the last song that she sings, What Would You Do, is almost the reverse of it. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't quite make sense of it all. But one day, early in rehearsal, I just thought, I'm just going to sing the songs. I'm just going to breathe and sing the notes and say the words that Fred wrote and the music that John sang. And I was informed at really deep, very clear levels, and it gave me a place to work. Yeah.
Does the singing come easily to you? You've done a little bit of singing in the past, but I normally think of you as a dramatic actress.
Yeah. I made my Broadway debut singing in 1776, but it was a very different kind of singing. This is more in my wheelhouse, and I love it. It does have a sort of Brechtian feel, and I love it. It's storytelling. Her songs, I think, are very specific acting.
So you're
stories.
Acting the songs.
I do but, feel like that, yeah.
But the songs were originally written for Lottie Lenya, who has a very different kind of voice than yours.
Yeah.
Is it? But it's still in your range.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's you know, she had a similar feel coming from that Weil, her husband, tradition and the Brechtian tradition, and there's a feel of that to the songs, and that is something I'm really comfortable with. So I love doing them.
My guests are Linda Eamon and Danny Burstein, two of the stars of the current revival of Cabaret. It's a revival that was directed, as you said, by Sam Mendes in 1998. And is this production, Danny, pretty much the same production with different people?
I don't think so. I think it's a different production. I first found out about this production when I got the offer. I was doing The Snow Geese earlier this season on Broadway in the fall, and they said, would you go meet Sam Mendes? He'd like to talk to you about it. They said, you've got it. They made you an offer, but he'd like to talk to you about it. So I said, fine, and they said, we'll set up a meeting. I was in tech. I was doing 14-hour days. We'll set up a meeting on Monday, they said. They called me back the next day, and they said, okay, everything's set. We've got your plane ticket and your hotel room. And I went, what are you talking about, plane ticket and hotel room? They said, oh, it's in London. You have to fly to London to meet him. And anyway, I went to London for 24 hours and met with him. It was supposed to be a 15-minute interview kind of thing, and we talked for about an hour and a half.
Well,
and
if you're going to fly to London, you're going to have at least
right.
an hour and a half.
And he said, frankly, I don't remember what the hell I did 15 years ago, and so let's just start anew. Let's start fresh.
Well, but Alan Cumming is reprising his role as the MC. He's just as effective as he was in 1998.
I think he's more effective.
Yeah, I was going to say more so.
Yeah, I think he's more effective. And I think he thinks so. He was first and foremost of people to say, I don't want to redo a production we did. If that's what we're doing, I don't want to do it. That was said very clear to me earlier.
Did he
on.
Seem to remember most of his lines while you had to learn yours?
He said he remembered, physically he started to remember the moves and things like that. But no, he's older, he's wiser. I think his take on it is a little darker, more mature take. And none of us.
Or creepier in some cases.
It is.
Yeah. You know, the great thing about him is he's fearless. Yeah. He is absolutely fearless. He just goes on stage and does whatever he's feeling in the moment. And it's a great lesson watching him.
Yeah.
Because it's different every night?
It is slightly different every night. And he does a lot of improv with the audience as well, which is beyond brilliant, hearing it night after night.
But no, we really approached it, honestly, we really approached it very new. We did with many of the design elements as well, with costuming things and everything. And I'm thrilled to have people come and say, I thought I was going to see again this great production that I saw, and instead I saw a production that was very different, and they're so moved by it. And so
there's wonderful chemistry between the two. I've seen some films and plays where there are these lovers who you think would never be lovers, but you definitely come across as people who could have gotten together in real life.
Yeah. Well.
And is that something that just happens?
No.
I mean, why Why do some very good actors still not have chemistry with the person they're working with?
Well, that's I guess, a case-by-case basis kind of thing. But we're very lucky. We happen to like each other. We enjoy each other's company on stage and off. And we're the same type of actor on stage. We love digging deeper and listening.
You're both veteran actors. Do you think that helps?
I do.
Even though you're both considerably younger than the actors who are usually cast in these roles.
Yeah, that was a decision that Sam made and wanted to try to give, to see what that would do to the show. And I think John Kander and Masteroff were interested in that. Masteroff, who wrote the book, Joe Masteroff, were interested in seeing and what it might add to the story.
Well, does that make it more of a love story than, and less of a this is my last chance situation?
That's exactly right. There's more time on the other side of the relationship.
Yeah.
Fräulein Schneider's song, What Would You Do, is one of the most haunting songs in the show. She's trying to justify her decision not to marry Herr Schultz.
I let an audience decide what they want it really to be completely, so I hesitate to give away everything that's in my head. But I will say that as a firm anthem of I'm not making a mistake and this is my choice, I don't think it is, not for me in this production. I think very much that for me, the singing of it opens up to the things that she's saying within it that in fact don't feel completely justifiable or true. And so for me, I will say by the end of it, there's a feeling of this is the choice I've made, but it might very well be a very serious mistake.
Well, it's a very important song. I think maybe the most important song in the entire musical, because it comes the closest to asking what the whole show asks, how could this have happened?
And what would you do if you were faced with the possibility that the Nazis would take over?
Exactly. That's it.
Yeah, I feel it's a very powerful thing when I'm singing those words, what would you do? And I can feel, as the song goes, I can feel the energy in the house change. And I really think that Chander and Ebb did a brilliant job of really making it so that they forced it by that question being asked again and again.
Yeah, that's why the show's a masterpiece. Yeah.
Danny, you've been in South Pacific Follies, Women on the Verge of Nervous Breakdown. Last time you were here was for your first role at the Metropolitan Opera.
Yes.
So you keep on stretching. In your case, Linda, it's all been dramatic roles. Death of a Salesman, Tony Kushner's The Intelligent Homosexual's Guide to Capitalism and Socialism with a Key to the Scriptures, The Winter's Tale, mm-hmm. Shakespeare in the Park. And here you are revealing that you have a fabulous voice. Have you felt frustrated in the past that you weren't doing more musicals?
No, not at all. I mean, look at the things I've been doing, for heaven's sakes. Pinch me. I'm like the luckiest actor on the planet, so no.
We're going to go out with Danny singing the song Married. The show opened in April, has an open-ended run. Are you still discovering new things in it?
Absolutely. Every day.
Every day.
Especially with Danny.
My great thanks to Linda Eamon and Danny Burstein, two of the stars of this revival of Cabaret, hit revival. It's at the Roundabout Theater Company's. It's a Roundabout Theater Company production at Studio 54. And I thank you both so much for being on
the show.
Thanks so much.
Again. Thanks. Come see us.
Come see it, yeah.
Somebody wonderful married me.